this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Hey, on this kind of little overcast, cloudy Tuesday afternoon, it looks as though we might get a few sprinkles, which is not a bad break from some of the heat we've had lately. Tom Walston here with you today on Adventures in Recovery on KVSH LP Vashon, the voice of Vashon. Hey, thanks for joining us today. I've got a real interesting guest here today, and not this coming Friday, but a week from Friday is going to be First Friday here on the island when there's always some really, really fun events going on. And when I say fun events, all the storefronts are out in front, and there's some good music around town. And today, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from a real interesting gentleman who I got to speak with last week. His name is Justin Anchetta, and he plays some pretty incredible music with somebody who is originally from Vashon, and her name is Maren Metke. And we're going to hear from them in just a minute. But actually, let me go ahead and see if I can bring up Justin right now. Justin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How's it going, Tom?
Really good. Hey, folks, you know, you got to remember, you are down at Bandfest right now, right?
Well, we're actually going through Yakima right now, out to a family camp and then back up your guys' way.
So you talk about the life of a musician. You guys work your tails off and always on the road. You just got done with a real successful gig. Was that in Edmonds, did you say?
Yeah, we had a sold-out show in Edmonds, and then we played a Seattle Ecstatic Dance at Ohm Culture the following night, and both were very successful. Full house. It was great.
That is so awesome. And, you know, for those of you that, well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're all in for a treat because I'm going to be playing some of their music, but I'll be perfectly honest. I had not heard of Honey of the Heart beforehand. I thought, you know, what a weird name for a band. I mean, that was my gut reaction. I thought I need to do some homework. And I'll tell you what, the deeper I got, the more I learned about you guys, the more I understood the name of your group, because your songs are so connected to our spirit and to the heart and to, I mean, just good personal growth. You know, the planting the seeds, the making comparisons and looking at things we have alike instead of separate. And, you know, the more I learned about you guys, the more I really fell in love with your band. And, pretty cool. So I'm going to have you guys give us a little more history, and then we're going to go into, well, I've got a few songs queued up here, one from the Common Ground album, one from Shadow, and one from Digging Deep. So why don't you fill us in with a little bit more background?
Yeah, well, we've been... There's been a band for 12, and we started as a band, and we turned into a family. Our daughter's now 8, tours with us, and my mother helps out with my daughter. It's been really a sweet trip to be able to come up here and celebrate community. And part of our lyrics is celebrating our differences. And one of the things that we've been building down in Northern California is a community based on empathy and music. And I feel like that's essentially what Honey of the Heart is, connecting us.
Well, these guys are on the road.
As best we can.
There we go. We were kind of fading in and out here. And you got to remember, they're traveling with the band on the road. So if we get kind of a sketchy connection, that's why. These guys are taking time out of their busy schedule while they're driving. Pay attention to the road, guys. But I know you keep busy. And I'm going to treat everybody to a song right now. What do you think? I'm going to let you guys pick. Do you want It's a River, Shadow, or Digging Deep?
Let's try It's a River.
Let's do It's a River. Here we go. Come on.
It's a shadow, it's a sheen. It's a feeling, it is fleeting. It is freeing, it is being. Like the way you move, embodied truth. Source to soul. Never ending, it is finite, nothing and everything. Make me glad to be alive, arrive, thrive, lift and die. You own your life.
Walking with two feet on.
Oh, it's a river.
Hearing soft sound like the moon go round.
It's a rhythm.
Tread lightly with your fleeting belief.
It's a shadow.
The mystery will offer relief.
It's a way. Desperation, it is life force, it will bring you to your knees.
Here in the leaves now. Natural beings are planting the seed.
And when we're dreaming, we're living.
You miss on love.
As long as we play.
It's formerly.
As long as we're awake.
We're like those leaves.
As long as we're awake.
Resurfacing.
It's a river.
A rhythm, a shadow, a sheen. It's a feeling, it's fleeting, it's freeing, it's being. It's a temper, it's kindness, it's where we all come from. It's all magic, it's science, it's beating of the drum. It's an opus, it's madness, it's hope lost and found. It's danger, it's honest, it's
sanity and ground.
Hear one, we're saving. Life is low.
It's a mountain, it's a fountain.
We rise up after the dark of
old. The masterpiece is a man.
You are the mountain, the regions overpowered.
It's never ending, it is finite.
At the end.
Talk about getting right into your soul and sending a message. That was incredible. What can you tell us about the inspiration that brought you to that song?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of what you said. I think our cell service is back in and out, but I just wanted to, It's a River. It was an older tune of ours that was inspired by the Yuba River, which is what a lot of our songs come from. And also Marin Medkey's lyrics. It's been a joy to work over the years on songs like It's a River. We actually have a new song that just came out 3 weeks ago. Well, it's not out yet, but we're playing it live, and we'll go record it when we get back to our home studio. But we will feature it at our show at Vashon August 7th. 6 to 9 p.m. if you guys are in town.
I'll tell you more.
Both River songs.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. I'll tell you folks more about that, and you'll hear more music from Honey the Heart in just a minute. But I'm kind of curious. Well, first of all, the female vocalist in that last song was our very own Vashon's Marin Medkey. How did you guys ever get up together?
Well, we had a mutual friend, Marlon Aldana, a drummer that came up from Mexico, and he was playing in Marin's band and my band. And then he realized that we should probably meet because we were we were both musicians that also communicated a certain way. And he's like, I think you guys would get along. And so we started performing together and recording together. And then about 6 months in, we decided to date. And then 4 years later, we decided to have our daughter, Juniper.
And you continue to make beautiful music together in more ways than one.
Yes, family music, community music. It's really sweet to see the vision of the music bringing people together. We have two different dance instructors living on our land now down in Northern California.
What?
So it's sweet, just a mixture of somatic movement and music and how it's connecting the dots, it's working.
And ultimately, increasingly therapeutic. The title of my show here every Tuesday is Adventures in Recovery. And this genre, this music, these lyrics, these people fit right into that because recovery is all about self-discovery. And the more I listen to Honey of the Heart, the more it makes sense that we all have a sweetness in our heart. The honey of the heart. And it's just rediscovering that and being able to cultivate that and nurture that. Would you say that's pretty right on? Or
absolutely, Tom. Yeah, really. I mean, you say self-discovery. I think of it as self-connection. And we've actually had stories of conflicts with a neighbor, you know, at our previous rental in past years. And it was pretty bad, but we actually ended up going to court. They were saying lies about who we were and actually took our Facebook page down in an inappropriate way or a lie kind of way. But what ended up happening was he actually came forward and mentioned that he was actually in recovery of a lot of past traumas and that he started listening to our music and it started helping him.
And
we actually made this amicable exchange completely flip around, and it was such a heartwarming moment in life to realize how a disconnect can actually lead toward, you know, just understanding, wow, we don't know what we've all been through. Our paths, there's turmoil on it, and how can we just, you know, be with the hardships and be there and support each other. So we were able to support him in some way, shape, or form through that. That felt really good.
Oh, Justin, thank you for saying that because, you know, that discord is essential. It is essential because you need that to catapult you into something else.
So totally. Lots of people, are in a moment where they have a conflict inside themselves, and there's some expressed grief that might need to move through them, but they don't know how to get there or do it. And our hope and prayer is that our music can help pass this grief back into like this big gratitude and praise for life that is also there in that same form.
Yeah, and you're helping people walk through those fears.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do with what you're doing. So I'm gonna treat everybody to, we only have about 12 minutes left. I want to make sure people get another chance to hear some more music. So will you hang in there with us for just a little bit? And folks, in case you're wondering, you are going to be able to hear these guys live at Snapdragon first, not this coming Friday, but first Friday. And we're going to find out if there's tickets left and so forth and so on right after we hear from these guys doing their song, Digging Deep. And boy, this has got a real strong message too, if I might add.
Thank you.
Lucky are we to have these guys coming to Vashon. You know, they're described as genre blending sound, incorporating folk, soul, jazz, and world flamenco into rich harmonies, focusing on matters of the heart and aiming to inspire and uplift our listeners. Hey guys, are you here Thursday or Friday? Because I've got both dates on my copy.
Yeah, well, it's August 7th. I believe it's a Friday. But we're hoping to get to Ireland early. We're hoping to stop around and meet all of Marin's friends and family. She was on Ireland for 30 years, and it's been almost two decades since she's been there. But every time we come up on Pacific Northwest Tour, Vashon is like a big family reunion. So hopefully all the folks that know Marin McKee from her previous school years or performing around the island, raising her son, Sam. We're going to be coming back to see all of you.
Have you been to Snapdragon before?
Yeah, we performed there last year. I think the first time we played there was in 2014 or something.
What?
So it's changed quite a bit since then.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great venue for what you guys put out. I mean, you just kind of feel like you're a part of the actual facility. And then you hear your music and you just kind of melt into it.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it's a pretty sweet venue, and we like the small town vibes which Vashon has.
Do you know where we're at with ticket sales so far, Justin? Can people still get advanced tickets, and how do they do that?
Yeah, advanced tickets are at honeyoftheheart.com, and it's by donation. We don't expect to sell the show out, so you're welcome to come donate at the door. It's a sliding scale, so no one turned away for lack of funds. What really helps us out is if people donate, you know, grab some merchandise. We have some new merch, not only hoodies and hats, but also honey itself. It's this raw organic honey we've been cultivating herbs. It's been sitting in the sun and we've been steeping for 3 months. So we're really excited to share that with folks on the road. And so far, we've sold out about half of that.
Oh, great. So cash, venue, plastic, what kind of payment do you accept?
We do cash, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. We also do cards, but that's probably the hardest for us. So far we haven't had to use any card payment on this tour yet because so many people have, you know, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, and cash.
Well, I got to tell you, after people listening today, hopefully there'll be a big line to get in, and I hope to be there. Hope to get to meet you guys personally. And after today's broadcast, all five people listening to this show will probably show up. But I so appreciate you guys spending the time to be with us on Adventures in Recovery. It's a real treat to have you, and I feel very lucky to be able to catch you guys while you're on the road. And real quick, what are your roots in Duluth? I was looking at your bio, and that's where I have roots.
Roots in Duluth?
Yeah, I read something about Duluth, Minnesota on this bio that I printed off your website.
Oh, interesting. I don't recall anything in Duluth, Minnesota in our bio. I should definitely double check that. Marin is born in Bend and then raised in Vashon, and I was born in California, raised in the Sierra Foothills of California.
But nice.
Yeah, Hawaii. That's where my family's from.
So when you guys go on tour, do you kind of tour around the country a little bit too?
We do. We stay mostly on the West Coast, but we've done a little East Coast. We've done Mexico, and we're hoping to get up over to Europe in the coming year.
Oh. Well, keep us posted. I'd love to have you on again anytime that you feel you need to get the word out to people. And we're going to close out with Shadow. How does that sound?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Simon. Yeah, this song is a direct song relating to self and self-connection. And just knowing that who's going to climb the mountain, and that probably your biggest ally is going to be yourself. You can always ask other friends and family, but just remembering that you can do the most for yourself. And hopefully this can help folks in recovery as well.
Wow. Keep sharing the message, my brother.
That's all.
All right. Happy trails and safe travels.
Take care.
But keeping an eye on.